This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many Aussies like to have a drink to relax and unwind on social occasions or maybe just on the weekend. But how do you know when your drinking has crossed the line and become a problem? Julie Fukunoh is a clinical nurse consultant with St John of God Healthcare. Thanks for your time this morning, Julie.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
How much of a problem is alcohol dependence in Australia?
Well, it's quite difficult to ascertain exactly what the figures are, quite fluid, but certainly from my experience and my colleagues at St John of God in our drug and alcohol specialist unit, we're seeing increasing numbers of people coming in with quite profound drinking difficulties. So obviously that's evident from the media and the amount of hospital admissions, obviously, and people, in fact, who are put in jail as a result of assaults and crime associated with alcohol use.
Well, that's another whole issue, isn't it? Alcohol-related accidents and crime and binge drinking.
Absolutely. And it is across all ages. It's very common, of course, in young people, and they're drinking at a much earlier age in their life, but across all socioeconomic groups and professions. So it's not selective, and it's an enormous problem in society and becoming increasingly so.
Well, before we talk about alcohol dependence, let's talk about risky drinking. You know, how can you tell if your drinking habits are starting to become risky?
They say the figures are that two standard drinks a day for men and women. If you exceed four drinks in one sitting, then you are at risk. And that also is at risk of developing a dependence on alcohol and having an impact, a negative impact on your life and the life of those around you. So it could be that you're drinking at the weekend, you're abusing alcohol or binge drinking, or even increasing your drinking during the week, but it's taking you longer to recover. You start looking forward to it. You need more to get the effect that you want. Yeah. You start to lie about using it. You sneak where you're hiding it or what you're telling your family. You start to drink in the morning to be able to cope, and minimizing how much you're using and the effect it's having. So there starts to be quite telltale signs of it becoming a problem in many aspects of your life. And if someone says to you, I think you've got a bit of a problem, and you start to become quite defensive about that, they're really high risk factors and big red flags for people to say that it's becoming a more severe problem.
I mean, having a drink in the morning, that to me would suggest alcohol dependence.
Yes, early morning drinking, and you did ask me about the risk. The risk is, do I then go on and is it becoming a dependence where I have to have it in order to function, and it becomes the priority in the person's life? And the other important aspect of, in fact, their life becoming unmanageable, as we say, that life unmanageability is one of the cardinal signs of their becoming a severe problem.
Okay.
Where people need help.
But a lot of people who drink socially will never have a problem with alcohol. I mean, are there certain risk factors or things that are happening in people's lives that make them more vulnerable to alcohol dependence?
Yes, we certainly notice in our patient setting that it seems to be quite prevalent for people who've grown up in families that have started drinking early and used high levels of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Is that learned behaviour or a predisposition? We certainly know that, as I mentioned earlier, drinking or drugging in combination at an early age. Also associated mental health issues, vulnerabilities such as depression, anxiety, and of course today, very common stress. So it can be things associated with anxiety like phobias, trauma, previous trauma in people's lives, low self-esteem, particularly with young people, and certainly peer pressure and the desire to fit in. And, of course, alcohol so available to people.
Yeah.
It also can be other physical health problems, including chronic pain. So people will medicate other things that are going on. But we certainly see that if there's been a strong family history, it's very common, particularly observed observing patients in our own residential program, that is a high factor.
A high factor. Okay. Yeah. And let's talk about the physical health consequences. Obviously, there's a lot of social consequences. We'll talk about them as well. But what physically are the risks of long-term heavy drinking?
Well, it's an interesting question, Katrina, because society generally, people generally underestimate the health problems associated with alcohol. People seem to concentrate a lot on illicit drug use and recreational drug use. Alcohol actually affects and is toxic to every organ in the body.
Wow.
And we see in our setting here that commonly it is brain damage developed quite early, certainly liver disease, cardiac problems, high blood pressure, diabetes, predisposes you to certain cancers. It ages people prematurely, but predominantly we see people and quite young people with brain damage, and that's manifest by short-term memory problems, organisational skills, not being able to retain information or to learn new skills. And very often people are mixing now alcohol with other drugs, so either over-the-counter painkillers or prescribed painkillers, marijuana and other forms of medication. And, of course, the alcohol potentiates the effect and creates a lot of health issues.
Yeah. And moving beyond, I guess, just health issues, what kind of other effects does it have on people socially and in their relationships or their work, that kind of thing?
Well, it has an enormous impact socially, and is certainly we say that it's a family disease, and it not only impacts very profoundly on the person themselves, but the people around them. They tend to isolate and withdraw a lot, very often because of the disinhibiting effect of alcohol, which is what people love about it. It relaxes them. People can become antisocial and the behaviours associated with that. A lot of people undergo a personality change, and it's not always a positive personality change. So that then in turn affects relationships. So you then go on to see domestic violence, divorce, custody issues, financial hardship, and people's careers, poor performance, lack of promotion, losing jobs, and then, of course, all the legal issues that are associated with that. And very often people can also develop gambling problems whilst they're drinking, and then that feeds into more pressure with legal difficulties and then down to litigation. So it's all encompassing, and it has it's having a big impact on society generally. And we observe that in everyday life, turning the telly on to see what's happening.
Yeah. So what kinds of services do St John of God offer to kind of help people who have a problem with alcohol?
Well, we have a 3-week residential program at St John of God. That's followed up by a 12-week aftercare program, and we do place a lot of importance on the aftercare support, because that is the most vulnerable time for people who are trying to remain sober.
So you've really got to check in and detox.
Absolutely. That, yeah. So what happens in the first week or so, we do the physical detoxing, and then they are engaged in a program of education and just general guidance around abstinence. We also do a full assessment of the patient's mental health, and if other difficulties require that they're treated in another unit of St John of God, then that is facilitated as well. We also place a lot of importance on supporting the families, because as I've reiterated earlier, it's very much a family disease and impacts greatly on families. So we have information afternoons for the family and the friends of how they can get some help with living with someone with this difficulty. And we also see families individually whilst the patient is in hospital. So we do put a lot of effort into supporting the family unit as a whole.
Yeah, I imagine they would need a lot of support. All right, well, thanks, Julie. It's been good to talk to you today. And I hope that there might be someone listening who might be thinking, hey, I really need to do something about this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And The important point is that they're not alone in experiencing this problem. People are quite reticent to, there's a lot of social stigma still attached to it, but once people recognise that there's a lot of other people experiencing similar difficulties, it helps them move forward and get some help.
Yeah, thanks Julie.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that's Julie Fukunoe. She's a clinical nurse consultant with St John of God Healthcare. If you think that you might have a problem with alcohol, if you're worried about someone close to you, there is an online quiz you can take called Is Alcohol a Problem for Me? And you can find that on the website at beatalcohol.com.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.